What is happening, everybody? Thanks for joining my top five fade video for the US Open. Of course, whenever we talk about fades, and especially for fading highly owned golfers, it can make or break a week and certainly determine a lot of the results that you can get. We're going to do our best here at the US Open to give you the best chance of winning $1 million by fading the right guys, maybe not necessarily playing the right ones. Last week, as we go through a quick review, Andrew Putnam, Vincent Whaley, Patton Kizzire, Alex Noren, and Matthew Fitzpatrick were the five guys I faded. Those three in the middle, Whaley, Kizzire, Noren, all missed the cut, all very highly owned. Putnam, well, he finished outside of the top 50, a little highly owned. But Matt Fitzpatrick, well, he was definitely a better investment than Dustin Johnson was. Not as good as Ty Hatton, who I suggested to play over Fitzpatrick. But still, when you look at Dustin Johnson coming in a tie for 10th, was what, $800 more expensive than Fitzpatrick? He certainly was a better play. All in all, though, probably a B or a B plus, because four of my guys were pretty good. So here we go with my top five fades for the US Open, and we're going to start off with Webb Simpson. I think this guy's hurt. I don't think I need to say much more. I think he's hurt. I don't think he should be 8,700, given the fact that he is hurt. There's just no chance that I'm going to be playing him anytime soon, especially at a golf course that has yielded, for the most part, a ton of bombers. And in the setup from the United States Open, last Open winners have been from bombers. So Webb Simpson, we know, is certainly not one of those. As we look at his strokes gain ranks, he gains his strokes off the tee, certainly with his accuracy, one of the most accurate on tour. 52nd on the approach, 10 around the green, and 13th putting. Certainly that looks good, but more recently, it does not. He's also going to come in at around 12% owned. A little bit too much for me. I'll be more like 5 to 4, maybe even 3% this week. All right, the next guy I'm going to fade. This one's going to be really tough because you can go one of two ways with it. It's Garrett Keogh. He's coming off of, when I say a career-defining win, I mean a career-defining win. He had no status on the PGA Tour whatsoever, was playing in a sponsor's invitation, or on a sponsor's invitation, I should say, and wins the event. What does that give him? That gives him 2 years. He's now a PGA Tour member. It gives him 2 years of full exempt status, pays him way more than he made in all of his starts where he came in first, fifth, eighth, first on the European Tour. Gives him more money just in that one event than he does. So pretty much he's looking, I would say, to move over to America and play on the PGA Tour full time. Why wouldn't he? Well, that seems like he's got a lot going on. Now he's got to come and play in his second major. Granted, he could show up and win this one. That's how good a form he's in. But I think all of us can agree that, certainly know the game of golf or have been following along golf long enough, know that Congaree and Torrey Pines are quite different golf courses. So for Higo, if he is going to be looked on, a ton of press and publicity this weekend at 7,200 will be looked upon as good value. Probably comes in somewhere around 20% owned. I'm going to try and fade him this week because it's a US Open. If it was another PGA Tour event, I might not. I'm not really sure. Let's do a wait and see approach on Higo. If he beats us again this week, that's just the way it's going to be. A guy that has not been beating us recently, and I don't think will stop anytime soon beating us, is Joaquin Niemann. The form is just not there. Listen, I love this kid. I love his future that he's got, but this is just not a good stretch of golf for him, and I don't think it's a great golf course for him. At 7,500 and 20% owned, if you caught my sleepers video already, I'd much rather play Sungjae Im at this price. No course history, hasn't played here in the last couple of years. As I mentioned, did not play last week and missed the cut at the Memorial, actually breaking a streak of 18 made in a row. So maybe that's what he needed to get back to good form, or maybe it's some more indication of where his golf game is. He's 10th off the tee in his strokes gain ranks, 41st on the approach, 142 around the green, and 23rd putting. Okay, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. I did not succeed in fading Matt Fitzpatrick last week, so I'm going to try again here this week. Looking like great value at 7,800, that's going to produce about 20% ownership here this week. He's going to miss cut in 2020 on this golf course, which is just long. It's a really tough and long golf course for him. You know, he came in 10th, but a miss cut at the Memorial. Again, a long golf course. So for me, I'm not going to be playing Matt Fitzpatrick this week. And I think we should get his strokes gain statistics next year. It looks like this is his first year as a full member. So nothing to report there. Now, the last guy, probably the hardest one for me on this five to fade, is Tony Finau. 8,900 does present good value when you look in the fact that he's coming second and sixth the last two events here, and should have won. I mean, he definitely should have won. Well, he should have won the one in California, not this one maybe, but still coming in second to Patrick Reed is certainly nothing to scoff at. I mean, 32nd a couple of weeks ago at the Memorial. So not great for him, but not awful. Look at the strokes gain ranks, 26 off the tee, 13 on the approach, 7 around the green, and 132 putting. But 21% ownership, maybe even a little bit higher on the first run projecting, looks like 25%. And that's a hefty number. I think we can just go up a little bit, maybe even up, you know, to anybody in that 9,000, 9,100, 9,200 range and get the same upside. So if this is going to be the spot for Tony Finau to win, I wouldn't be surprised to see it be with 25% ownership. That's how it goes. So, okay, let's go 5-1 again. My five biggest fades right now of the week: Webb Simpson, Garrett Kegel, Joaquin Neiman, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and Tony Finau. Now, like I mentioned right there, I kind of gave a little caveat right now. Of course, information changes all week and every single day. So to get an up-to-date information on this stuff, join Ben Raz and I live before lock, U.S. Open, 8 p.m. Wednesday night. We'll be talking. We'll be breaking it all down. And of course, my winning element article comes out about 3 or 4 hours before that. So two great pieces to get an update and make sure that what I'm telling you here is still true and accurate. So good luck this week, everybody, at the U.S. Open. Take down the Millionaire Maker, and we will see you for next week in Hartford, back across the other side of the country. Cheers, everybody.